It's our business of the day, and we are racing to the finish today. Our final business. I see how I use that, racing to the finish. Yeah, he appreciates that. Lucas Fang joining us from Tri-State Raceway as we are gearing up for, well, really, the season, the chase for the championship starts this weekend. So, you know, how's it been so far? I mean, we've had a couple of special events. You had Midwest Pride in Your Ride. You had the car show.
Yep.
How's the track looking this year?
It's been a mad dash since Pride in Your Ride to get the track ready for this weekend.
So what do you do to prep a track for the season?
Oh, we've got to get rid of last year's track surface, the rubber, and lay down a fresh new base and start, you know, layer by layer, creating that track surface that people can go out and set their personal bests on and even track records on.
You pride yourself in being a family-friendly drag strip just south of Earlville, where every ticket is a pit pass. Do people still not completely understand, or do you get the kids that are like, I can go touch the cars?
I think there's some like nervousness towards going to walk through the pits at times, because you don't want to do the wrong thing or, you know, say the wrong thing. But the group of racers we have out there, you know, day in and day out, they're just super. They love talking about their stuff. They love, you know, sharing their love for the sport. So I would say 9 times out of 10, when you go out and brave the pits, if you want to sit in a race car, you can probably go sit in a race car as long as you ask first.
Is there a surprise entry each weekend, or is it one you're like, ooh, wow? Do you ever get ones that you're like, wait a second, isn't that so-and-so?
Last year we had a couple surprises, let's say. I mean, in this day and age, you know, YouTube and like social media influencers in the racer world showed up. There's a guy out there, goes by Beater Bomb. He came out for a race the day before our Six Summer event last year. We got a phone call. It looked like spam. And then we got a text from the same number that says, hey, it's Cletus. Can you call me? Cletus McFarland and his group, they came out and did some back half racing. So we got to hang out with Cletus McFarland and his group for the afternoon. And
what's their impression of the track?
They loved it. He said if he was closer, he'd buy it.
You mentioned the Six Summer Dragon Drive, and that's on the schedule again this season. It is one of the bigger events that you do. Talk a little bit about what people can expect there.
On June 17th, that's the Tri-State Raceway stop of Six Summer. They'll be coming in. Some of them will come in the afternoon before. Some of them will come in that morning. They come out, they have to carry everything they need with them for the week. And so these guys are driving race cars fully street legal down the street, showing up with little trailers, most of them carrying all the supplies. They can't have a support vehicle. Some of them are sleeping in their cars. Some of them are tent camping. Some of them, you know, splurge for a hotel. But they come out, and we've got street legal cars making, some of them, upwards of 220 mile an hour passes in a quarter mile.
The Nostalgia Group. These are a group of guys that they want to bring in 60s era dragsters.
Yeah, we have the North Central Vintage Nostalgia Drags coming back this year for their 1960s drag meet. They were a joy to have last year, and it was something. These cars are straight out of the 60s. They've got, you know, door cars and old front engine dragsters, and even have some backup girls out there, you know, making it a show like drag racing used to be. It's something. You got to come out and see it.
But I would think for me, the fun event would be when, and I don't know, we didn't talk about this, but you've done it in the past, where you open the track up to younger drivers and you say, hey, you want to test your car, you want to test your skills, bring it out here. Are we doing that again?
Yep. So we call it Midweek Mayhem. We've got 5 Wednesday nights through the summer that we've slated to open the track up on Wednesday, 5:30 start. If you've never been there before, we essentially hold your hand, teach you how to drag race. And as long as you're a student, it's a free entry. Just anybody with your street car. It's got to be a street car.
So it could be like a Buick Regal, four-door, janky hoopty thing.
We had Dodge Dakota last year that had more rust on it than you'd think.
tearing down the track.
We taught him how to drag race, and all of a sudden he was showing up on our regular race weekends, and he was winning races.
Tri-State Raceway, easy to get to. The season officially starts, in fact, as we're talking here on Friday, I'm sure that folks are starting to roll in to the campground as we speak, if they're not already doing test runs.
Last week, they were already making their way and moving their campers in.
Lucas, thank you. Have a great season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're not even talked about your Mustang yet. Are you going to actually get it out this year?
Hey, we got out one time last year, and we turned on all the wind lights. We put it in the winter circle.
That's what we want to hear.
That itch is coming back for this year.
There you go. Tri-State Raceway, our business of the day here on KMCH.